This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. That's our number. That's 877-726-TALK, and you can call us this hour and pose your question about medicine or vitamin supplements, exercise, you name it. All come under the rubric of intelligent medicine. And we got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about a study that suggests that antibiotics increase the risk for colon cancer. This is creating kind of a stir, and we'll discuss it in just a moment, break it down for you. But first, prescription drug ads on TV. You see them especially on the evening news, and that suggests that young people get their news by watching late-night TV, you know, Stephen Colbert or one of those late-night shows. They get their dose of politics that way, or they don't watch TV at all. They just get it online through social media on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. They're not sitting down for a large block of time to imbibe network news from the conventional media. So it's the oldsters, old-style folks, who used to watch Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley and Huntley and all those classic guys, Peter Jennings. They're now older, sedentary, and sick, and candidates for the parade of drugs that they advertise on the evening news or on cable news. I see these ads all the time. And I ask myself, you know, why are they advertising very powerful drugs for the treatment of psoriasis and ulcerative colitis and even for unusual forms of cancer? You know, how many people have a form of lung cancer that responds to some form of immunotherapy? Well, the answer is that the drugs that they advertise these days have very, 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 very high profit margins. And they figure among the literally hundreds of thousands of people who may be watching a broadcast that if even three or four sign up for one of these drugs, it'll pay for the cost of the drugs and more. It's very weird. I mean, how would you know as a layperson that some newly introduced powerful drug for ulcerative colitis is the right drug for you? There's no way that you can know that, and even yours truly, with years and years of medical training and experience and perspective, can actually ascertain if some of these brand new drugs are really safe and effective. So why are they pitching this to you? Well, there's an investigative report by Cheryl Atkinson on her program Full Measure, where she interviews Dr. Michael Carome, who leads the health research group at the watchdog Public Citizen, and he's against prescription drug advertising on TV. And did you realize that it's actually a new thing? It's been around since the 1990s. It was forbidden until then, until a fierce lobbying campaign by the pharmaceutical industry. But that was only 20 or 25 years ago that these ads began to appear. They are an anomaly in the sophisticated developed world. No countries allow pharmaceutical companies to directly advertise to consumers, except for the U.S. and one other country, New Zealand. So we're really outliers when it comes to permitting these ads. But in 1997, the FDA opened the floodgates to broadcast media, television, and radio ads for prescription drugs. And we now have companies spending billions of dollars every year on this advertising. The statistic is that the average person in the U.S. sees 9 drug ads a day, or 30 hours of drug ads per year. And it could be more, depending on, you know, how you watch TV. That's a lot of exposure to prescription drug advertising. And the ads kind of turn on its head the longstanding rule that doctors really should be the deciders on what pills are best for patients. So it's kind of weird. You're going to go to your doctor and say, well, I saw this drug ad and I really want to take this drug that I saw on TV in this very appealing 1-minute ad. And what's your doctor supposed to do? Say, oh, okay, great. Yeah, fine. I got the prescription pad here. What was the name of that drug you saw on TV? Okay. Yeah. I'll write that down in the prescription. Here you go. Fine. Great. Try it. Side effects include decreased white blood cell count, susceptibility to opportunistic infections, tuberculosis, and weird stuff. You might experience liver failure. You might develop a viral infection of the brain that's incurable, but it's okay because you saw it on TV and, you know, it's a lot of really happy people were using it and they were pleased with the results. To get an idea of how much the ads boost profits, here's how much is spent on them. In 2018, the pharmaceutical industry shelled out $6.4 billion on these DTC ads. That stands for direct-to-consumer ads. In 2018, $6.4 billion. So, keep in mind that prescription drugs are a leading cause of death in the U.S. Even when safely used, they may cause as many as 200,000 deaths a year. So, what they do is they hype the benefits and then usually with cheery music playing in the background and happy people walking around, you know, doing active things. There's a lot of diabetes ads, too. You know, people, so many people with diabetes that they're pitching these new drugs for diabetes, very few of which have proven to be more effective than traditional diabetes drugs invented 20 or 30 years ago. And then they go through the litany of side effects. And these ads are designed to leave the commercial viewer with the impression of perhaps some miracle cure, while minimizing information about the potential harms and risks associated with taking the drug. And, it's weird to pitch these drugs to lay people, without adequate information to make proper decisions about whether these drugs are for them. It's just a weird anomaly. And we, along with just one other country in the world, allow these ads. And it's a really historical anomaly that we do so. Direct-to-consumer ads on TV, radio, you name it. All right, here's something wholesome for a change. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? This is a direct-to-consumer ad, but it's about something which isn't going to cause you any harm, and it's going to cause you a lot of benefit. It's my favorite olive oil, and you can obtain it by visiting myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. My favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, which is normally $39, as part of a special offer for just a buck. No obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these Harvest Fresh olive oils for years. I just uncorked another bottle of them because I go through them. I use olive oil liberally. I just made some great chicken, which is sprinkled with olive oil and fresh gathered spices from my garden. Lots of chopped garlic. It was delicious. I had it last night. They're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. And their health benefits are very real. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. So you can taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer. You get your $39 bottle for a buck. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. That's myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And here's the number, 877-726-8255, for calls on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and I'm working on my newsletter for next week. And the subject is going to be, with so many reasons to avoid red meat, should we really avoid red meat? And I kind of enumerate all the alleged reasons to avoid red meat and evaluate them for you. So check out that article, sign up for our newsletter at drhoffman.com, and you'll get a valuable, informative newsletter in your inbox every week. I put a lot of effort and take pride in some of the blogs that I write for our newsletter. All right. We got a call from Charlie in Virginia, 877-726-8255. Charlie, go.
Two quick questions. How low is okay for cholesterol? And a question about NR, nicotinamide riboside.
Okay. Well, is this related to you? Do you have a low cholesterol? So
yes,
how low is yours?
I was put on a statin in March.
Yeah. And why were you put on a statin? What's the rationale for that?
Because I have a tendency to my sugar to go up, and my cholesterol was at 215, and I guess the standard of care is to get the LDL below 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the standard of care. If you are diabetic, and presumably you had a hemoglobin A1C blood test that showed that blood sugar control was poor, and so immediately when you're a type 2 diabetic, standard of care, like you say, it's kind of paint-by-numbers medicine. So once you've acquired the diagnosis of diabetes, they also want you on a statin because diabetics are at higher risk for cardiovascular disease. So you're put on a statin. So it went from over 200 to what?
125.
Okay, well, that your doctor's happy, and, you know, your LDL is below 100 when your total cholesterol, that's your total cholesterol, 125, right?
Right. Not the LDL? LDL is 69.
Okay, so it, well, that's even better according to the doctors, because when you get your LDL below 70, that's golden according to the doctors. Here's the problem, however. Paradoxically, they want diabetics to take statins because of their higher cardiovascular risk. But paradoxically, statins have a tendency to promote type 2 diabetes, especially in women, less of an effect in men for some reason. So the very drug that's supposed to reduce your cardiovascular risk may make your blood sugar worse. And it doesn't attack the underlying problem. The underlying problem is that maybe you got metabolic syndrome. What's your height and weight?
I'm about 5'7", 159.
Okay, well, that's probably carrying a little too much for your frame. I don't know whether you're really muscular individual.
Heavy-framed and large-muscled.
Okay, so, you know, I'd have to do kind of an evaluation to find out why you're going diabetic. Is it because you have a lot of insulin resistance or because your pancreas is kind of conking out? Are you taking any diabetes meds?
I've got my A1C down to 6.4.
Okay, you want it down to under 6. That
right.
would be the goal. So how are you achieving that with what kind of diet?
Just eating lightly. I reduce my carbs, try to eat a little bit more protein, and try to restrict my diet to two meals a day, two light meals.
So if you were a patient, you know, what I would do is I wouldn't immediately dismiss the need to take cholesterol-lowering medication for you. I would do a test where I would check your coronary artery calcification. And if you have very little, I would say it's unnecessary to be on a cholesterol-lowering medication. You could avoid that and just simply work with diet to optimize your cholesterol and work on the more important problem, which is your diabetes. That's what's really going to promote your cardiovascular risk and your risk of stroke and cognitive decline, ultimately. You have a two-part question. You want to ask about nicotinamide riboside?
Yeah.
What about it?
A statement in Consumer Labs indicating that one of the people, I guess, that worked for them, their PSA went from 1.5 to 5 point something.
And when they took a nicotinamide riboside?
Right.
Oh, well, you know, okay. Things happen. People are taking various supplements. There's no evidence whatsoever that nicotinamide riboside is a cancer promoter. You know, I would say stuff happens and people are taking supplements. It doesn't necessarily mean that the supplement is the culprit when it comes to cancer causation. This nicotinamide riboside has been tested for safety with doses much, much, much higher than people ordinarily consume, and animal models show no risk of increased cancer. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Keep calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And a reminder, that number is active 24/7. So, you know, as an afterthought, after the show is on, you may say, well, I missed the show. I couldn't really call in. Well, you can. You can call that number and you can record a question And we'll use it on a future broadcast. All right, the previous caller, guy with diabetes and cardiovascular risk. So the question arises, can you take high-dose fish oil if you're a type 2 diabetic? Because there have been some previous insinuations that taking fish oil, if you're diabetic, is not good because it can raise your blood sugar. And this is based on the idea that, after all, fish oil is fat. It delivers calories, 9 calories per gram. And if you take additional calories, it's like eating more, and it may make your diabetes worse. So I've never really given much credence to that assertion, but it's actually pretty commonly believed among doctors. So doctors have discouraged diabetics from taking fish oil as a result of that. They say, well, it might worsen your blood sugar. But the very self-same people who have diabetes are at high risk for cardiovascular disease. And a recent study showed that taking fish oil could reduce cardiovascular disease by as much as 25%. So, a recent study sought to address this question. Can intake of polyunsaturated fats, including omega-3, have any effect on blood sugar or diabetes risk? Well, this is actually a meta-analysis of 83 trials, which include more than 95,000 participants. And here's what they found. There was no association between dietary intake of long-chain omega-3, which would include EPA and DHA in supplements, and the risk for developing type 2 diabetes. However, at doses higher than 4.5 grams per day, that's pretty high. That's, 4 big fat 1,000-milligram fish oil capsules. There was a suggestion of an increased risk, but it did not reach statistical significance. And that was based only on one small trial with just 139 participants. And remember, this survey was based on 95,000 participants. So the results of this meta-analysis conclude, quote, no convincing evidence suggests that altering intakes of long-chain omega-3, alpha-linolenic acid, omega-6, so you could take GLA-2 if you wanted to if you were diabetic, or total polyunsaturated fatty acids alters glucose metabolism or risk of diabetes. So that's good news for diabetics who seek to reduce their risk of heart disease. Really, that's the end point, because diabetes itself, you can get fatal ketoacidosis and die from that, but that's rare. What diabetes does to you is it causes end organ damage to your brain, to your heart, to your eyes, to your kidneys, to your toes and lower extremities, to your nerves. Those end organ damages are associated with the degree to which your blood sugar is high. And that is a matter, to a large extent, of diet and exercise, which can make a huge difference in how your blood sugar ends up. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me remind you of my favorite supplement for dealing with whatever fatigue you're experiencing, whether it's due to a condition like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, or just being run down, or the effects of aging. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And the way it works on the mitochondria. The mitochondria become damaged. Their membranes deteriorate. And NT-Factor is based on something called LRT, lipid replacement therapy. It is a lipid, which is a type of fat, but it's a fat that doesn't make you fat. It's a type of fat that works on repairing cell membranes and mitochondrial membranes, making them work more efficiently. And there's a product that incorporates NT-factor called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you the unique energy support of pure NT-factor in a potent delivery system. There are clinical trials that support the benefits of NT-factor, and I've been taking it for years. I won't go a day without it. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shoppe, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Ask for Healthy Aging or ProPacks or any of their great products. This item looks at the association between antibiotic use and colon cancer. And it's interesting because we know that the composition of bacteria in your GI tract and in your colon may have something to do with the incidence of colon cancer. A proliferation of bad bacteria creates harmful chemical irritants that damage the mucosa, and under chronic onslaught from these harmful byproducts of bacterial metabolism, the tissue becomes inflamed, it mutates, and ultimately you can develop cancer. That's long been the theory, but the question is there an association between oral antibiotic use and colon cancer risk? And it turns out there is. The association was found for antibiotic exposure occurring greater than 10 years before diagnosis. So it's not like, oh, I took antibiotics a lot last year, now I've got colon cancer. No, it doesn't work that way. It takes a long time for colon cancer to develop. But they found that particularly with antibiotic exposure greater than 60 days, as compared with no antibiotic exposure, there was a higher risk of colon cancer. It's not like threefold or fivefold higher risk, but it's low double-digit increase in your risk, 10, 20% increased risk when antibiotics were used a lot greater than 10 years ago. And interestingly, the penicillins, particularly ampicillin and amoxicillin, increase the risk of colon cancer, whereas tetracyclines, that would be, you know, doxycycline and tetracycline, they actually reduce the risk of rectal cancer. So the conclusion is that oral antibiotic use is associated with increased risk of colon cancer, but maybe something that reduces the risk of a less common cancer, rectal cancer. And they attribute this to changes in the gut microbiota, a disruption of the normal balance of bacteria that constitute the microbiome. We can call this dysbiosis, a harmful blend of bacteria in the intestinal tract. And this leads to development of colon cancer in the lower intestinal tract. So, yet another reason why we need to go sparingly on antibiotic use. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll be back in just a moment for more of today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And even when the show is not live, you can call that number 24/7 anytime you like, and you can record a question, as did this caller, Stephen. Let's hear from Stephen.
Is preparing broccoli and kale in a Vitamix blender as nutritious and healthful as just eating it in a salad? Period. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, and I like the sound effects in the background. Either there's a parakeet in the background, or it's like a beautiful day outside, and the birds are chirping. Vitamix, has the advantage that it kind of, you take the whole vegetable, and you at very high RPMs. With a powerful motor, you break down the cell walls of the vegetables or the fruits, and you drink it whole, like a smoothie. So you get the advantages of the fiber, and nothing is really destroyed in terms of the vitamin content. There's the mechanical agitation, but you really retain a lot of the vitamins and minerals by drinking down a Vitamix drink. The only problem is that you can overdose on some of the beneficial compounds, usually beneficial compounds, that are present in cruciferous vegetables, namely the glucoraphanins that can act as goitrogens. Okay? So, as long as you keep it in moderation, but if you slug down several blenderfuls of kale and broccoli, maybe you're on a health kick, or maybe you're trying to overcome cancer with a super dose of these cancer-fighting nutrients, you run the risk with higher doses of that, do it day in and day out, large volumes, of suppressing your thyroid. And this has actually been documented, cases where people take cabbage juice, it's also a cruciferous vegetable, and they suppress their thyroid, dangerously develop hypothyroidism as a result. So go easy. You're going to take a lot, monitor your thyroid function. It's a more of a theoretical concern than a real one, because that juice concoction is pretty potent and people are less likely to OD. So the other consideration is that when you take a lot of green vegetables, and including cruciferous vegetables, in a blender like that, you're hitting yourself with a very high level of what are called oxalates. And oxalates usually can be handled pretty well by the body, but for some people, their metabolism of oxalates is slow. They overaccumulate oxalates, and they can develop oxalate deposition in their joints, which can cause painful arthritis, or they can develop oxalate overaccumulation in their kidneys. So, again, more of a theoretical concern. I think you're fine with a Vitamix. And the Vitamix, you know, contrary to other techniques of food preparation, you know, like boiling, you know, or overcooking, you're going to kill some of the nutrient value. And when you take the fresh juices, even though they're mechanically disrupted, you're still going to get a lot of the beneficial nutrients. So sulforaphane is one of the nutrients that is delivered by cruciferous vegetables. And that is a wonderful detox. Helps neurological disease, we've just learned. Sulforaphane from cruciferous vegetables can fight autism, according to a recent study, remarkably. At the other end of the spectrum, may be helpful against Parkinson's and Alzheimer's at the other end of the age spectrum, and is a wonderful detoxifier and cancer fighter. So there you have it. You know, just go easy, because that stuff that can pretty easily cause some GI rumbles and grumbles if you're not careful. Okay. This item has to do with a blood test that is designed to predict whether you'll die in the next 10 years. Scientists developed blood tests that predicts whether you'll die in the next 10 years. Okay, that is from a British tabloid called The Mirror, and it's an example of a clickbait headline. Here's the true story on this. Scientists from the Max Planck Institute for Biology of Aging have developed a new blood test that can predict whether you'll die within the next 10 years. Well, it's not quite as advertised, because what it is, it's based on artificial intelligence and machine learning. And so you may say, well, yeah, there's tests like that. Like if you have a super high triglycerides, or if you have a high hemoglobin A1C, you're likely to die. So let me just think about that. I'm sitting in my office, and I look at a blood test from a patient, and there's 10 or 12 different things, and I'm thinking about it, and my poor human brain can't hack those numbers. Smoke starts coming out of my ears. It's hard for me to compute. Some values are good. Some values are bad. But through artificial intelligence and machine learning, we can summate the impact statistically of all these factors and come up with an answer which is statistically probable, but is still not surefire when it comes to predicting your risk of dying. So there you have it. It's a little bit oversold by a tabloid as a test that can predict your risk of dying in the next 10 years. The researchers say, a little more modestly, we subsequently show that the prediction accuracy of 5 and 10-year mortality based on a model containing the identified biomarkers is better than that of a model containing conventional risk factors for mortality. That's all there is. It's better than what we previously used. But, you know, when it comes down to it, only God knows when you're going to die. And we can improve on it only slightly. All right, this week I had an interview, actually last week, with Dr. Renee Dufault, who wrote a book called Unsafe at Any Meal. And her contention, and it's really quite interesting, is that high fructose corn syrup, which is now a bigger and bigger constituent of our modern diets, introduced, by the way, only in the 1970s. Prior to 1970, we consumed almost none. Now, because of the availability of government-subsidized corn, we've got plentiful corn, which we can turn into high-fructose corn syrup. Her contention is that, and this is borne out by research, processing of high-fructose corn syrup involves contamination with mercury. And so in addition to the caloric burden of all that high fructose corn syrup that we get in sodas and candies and cookies and ketchup and dressings and pancake mix and you name it, even infant formula, we're getting more mercury than we bargained for. Check out the book Unsafe at Any Meal. I review it this week to talk about how heavy metals found in our foods endanger you and your family, what you need to know to survive. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out drhoffman.com to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Subscribe to our newsletter. It's free. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download our podcasts, which are also free. Remember to shop via Fullscript. drhoffmanstore.com is your portal for great supplements of high quality. And have yourselves a great weekend. Enjoy. This is Intelligent Medicine.